from KQED.
Recreational marijuana will be legal here in 2 weeks. Investors and dispensary owners plan to make bank. But for the folks who actually trim the buds and work the registers, it's a job. There's an effort on to unionize employees in the cannabis industry so they don't get left behind as the money grows. From a unionized dispensary in Sacramento, KQED's Sam Harnett reports.
Hi, guys. Welcome in. How are you doing today?
At the Hugs Alternative Care Dispensary, there is far more for sale than regular old smokable marijuana.
We have butter. We have barbecue sauce that's medicated. We have lollipops. It's like walking into a candy shop for adults, I feel.
Brittany Dyke is one of the bud tenders who assists customers here.
And for being a little early bird, you get a 10% off today.
Because Hugs is a union shop, workers have performance reviews, scheduled wage increases, and benefits like health care. Unionization wasn't actually the workers' idea. It was the boss's.
I come from, construction. I come from the working class, and I know how it feels to have your job and your livelihood in someone else's hand.
In 2011, CEO David Spradlin brought in the UFCW, United Food and Commercial Workers Union.
Because my hope has always been, that the cannabis industry doesn't turn into like 7-Eleven. I want the cannabis industry to turn into something that people want to get into and have a career in.
Spradlin says the union taught him a lot about managing workers in an industry that doesn't have many established business practices.
Having those protocols in place and just having it systemized and making sure that everybody gets a fair deal on it is hugely valuable.
Actually, the union saved my job.
Angelica Sanchez is a floor supervisor at the dispensary.
I was actually fired, filed a grievance with the union, and got in the same room with the guy that owned my dispensary, and got rehired.
That guy was David Spradlin.
Like, we terminated her, but it was, protocol wasn't followed, and it turns out that we were wrong.
Generally in the marijuana business, there's a lot of worker abuse, says James Araby, head of the UFCW union.
We found in this industry that many workers were paid in cash or paid in product or not paid at all, or, that many of their rights were, violated. Some of them may not even know that they had rights, they're working 12-hour days, not getting paid overtime.
As marijuana becomes commercialized, there's worry that big corporations will come in and push down wages. It'll be the, quote, Walmartization of weed. Araby says right now there's a big opportunity for the union to carve out protections for workers.
There are very few times in history in which a labor union can be at the beginning of a dawn of a new multi-billion dollar industry and play a direct role in helping shape it.
Only a handful of dispensaries in California are unionized, but Araby says UFCW is reaching out to other operations.
UFCW is definitely interested in organizing workers from seat to sale.
Everyone from trimmers up in Humboldt to bud tenders at the Hugs dispensary.
Just introduce yourself for me.
Oh, I'm Gloria Santos.
Cool, you just spell your name?
Oh, yes, Gloria, like the song. Mm-hmm. Santos, Santos.
Santos is 27 and comes from a long line of unionized longshoremen.
10 years ago, my parents kicked me out, stopped talking to me. They told my whole family to stop talking to me, that I just was going to sell weed for my life and that was what I was going to do and not to help me or anything.
She says joining the union legitimized her work in the eyes of her family.
My great-grandmother knows what I do, and she's a little bit weary on it, but the fact that I have the union back is like, oh my God, it's everything to her.
Santos says she's excited to work in this growing industry. Unlike other retail jobs, Santos says cannabis could be a career that supports her long-term. In Sacramento, I'm Sam Harnett, KQED News.